It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Welcome to a very special holiday version of the Kennedy Saves the World Happy Hour. Peter Suderman is back. He's back because we need him on this holiday wall, and our lives would be incomplete without some sort of mocktail holiday guidance. I see eggs on the table. I'm very excited about that.
That's right. We're going to put a whole egg in a drink. So probably if you like cocktails, if you know anything about cocktails at all, you've heard of a drink called a Manhattan. Yes. Basic Manhattan is 2 ounces of whiskey. Usually it's rye, but it can be bourbon or something else. And then 1 ounce of sweet vermouth, couple dashes of bitters, right? So that's how you do it. But what we're going to do is we're going to take that drink and we're going to shake it with a whole egg. And because we're shaking it with a whole egg, we're also going to increase the amount of vermouth and do a couple of other things here. But the whole egg is going to turn this drink into a category, a type of drink called a flip.
What is a flip? I've not heard of it, right, Peter.
Maybe you've heard of eggnog.
Yes.
Right? So eggnog is actually a historical cocktail, not just the stuff you get at the grocery store that's kind of weird and maybe a little bit gross, and you're like, oh, this is the office party eggnog. Nope, it's not like that. Real eggnog is made with milk and eggs kind of whipped together with booze. And this was a cocktail. We talked about apple brandy, which our founding fathers drank when I was here for Thanksgiving. Eggnog was a cocktail that our founding fathers whipped up, sometimes in gigantic batches for themselves. This is a great batch drink. But this is you can think of a flip then as a kind of single serve version of eggnog that just has an egg and does not include milk.
Or sugar.
But in this case, we are going to get some sweetness from the sweet vermouth, because sweet vermouth is a fortified wine. What is fortified wine?
Something that hobos drink.
Yes, something that hobos drink, because it's port, it's sherry, and it's vermouth. And port, sherry, and vermouth all have a little bit of added grain spirit, almost like vodka, something like that, that has been mixed in. That's why they're a little higher proof. And then they typically have some sort of spice element, right? Some flavors, especially with the vermouth. You're getting all these kind of spice. That's what makes it great for Christmas, is because sweet vermouth in particular has these Christmas spice elements. And then some sort of sugar, right? And so it's a sort of sweet, strong, spicy wine.
That sounds lovely. So is eggnog typically made? What do you make eggnog? Someone asked me the other day, and they were like, I'm making my own eggnog. And I was like, I like it with bourbon. But when I was growing up, our neighbor always made it with rum.
Yes. So rum, whiskey, I should say, and brandy are the three most common spirits that you see in it.
Interesting.
Don't go anywhere. More Kennedy Saves the World right after this.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.
But when I make eggnog, I make eggnog that is built out of the idea of a cocktail. And so I will, for example, take a Negroni. Uh-huh. Or a Manhattan. And
what about Cynar? Cynar.
With Chinar, yes. It's actually pronounced Chinar.
Dang it, I wrecked everything,
Peter. I know I'm not supposed to correct your pronunciation, but in this case,
Chinar.
No one knows this.
Know.
It's like a, right, it's a Chinar, yeah. So I take, right, like if you think of these recipes, it's going to be sugar, eggs, milk, and then some booze, right? Maybe it's just brandy or just rye whiskey or something like that. What I do is I take that booze portion, that alcohol ingredient portion, and instead of just putting one thing in, I put in several different ingredients in the kind of ratio of a cocktail. And so you can do that with a flip too, and you can make a Manhattan flip, and that's what we're going to do
today.
Let's see it. So this involves, like I said, a whole egg.
Here's Suderman.
So there is absolutely no need to do the whole egg white splitting thing. You pull it out with your hand,
just
a whole egg, right?
Right over here.
And then what you're going to do is you're going to do two separate shakes.
Okay.
Because when you get an egg, boy, it takes a lot of work to integrate that thing.
So
you
do like
10 seconds.
It's like a shake weight.
10 seconds with no ice in it, right?
Yep. Oh, oh dear God. That's
and
okay.
then it's going to explode on you because you have a very fun
shaker. You stay
shaker.
Right here. Keep talking.
Do we have some napkins? Yeah, no, we're good. There we are. There's Devin, there's napkins, and
food. As we were. Oh, it smells great in here. Okay, so that's the first shake. Better,
right? And then that's you do another shake. You put, you fill your shaker uh-huh. most of the way with ice.
Uh-huh.
And you shake it one more time for about another 10 seconds.
Shaky, shaky.
And I
count shake
in my
out,
head.
Check it out, check it out.
Seven,
check it out.
Eight, nine,
check it out.
10. And then... and then you strain it out.
You're straining? Oh my gosh, that is beautiful. That is so creamy and frothy. Suderman Computerman. I've never seen anything like it.
Frothy, creamy, milky, eggy. It's not actually milky because it doesn't have, but it feels sort of like if there's milk, right? It has turned
wow.
it into a kind of milky, sweet Manhattan.
May I?
You should try it. It's for drinking.
Oh, it smells wonderful. That is so, considering the ingredients that theoretically are in there that aren't in here because this is, of course, a mocktail, this is delicious.
And all it is a Manhattan shaken with egg. Now, the one thing I did is, normally a Manhattan, like I said, is two parts rye whiskey and one part vermouth.
Mm-hmm.
Here, we actually, it's just equal parts. It's 1.5 ounces of vermouth, of mm-hmm. sweet vermouth, mm-hmm. and 1.5 ounces of rye whiskey, couple dashes of bitters, and then you put a whole egg in it, shake it. If you have nutmeg, uh-huh. if you have cinnamon stick, something like that, you should, you know, grate a little bit of cinnamon or nutmeg on the top of this, give it, you know, that
so
extra holiday
like
flavor.
So you like grating the nutmeg. You don't like the shaky pre-crushed nutmeg.
A fresh grated nutmeg. It's so, it's just, it tastes better.
Yeah.
It's like if you've ever had fresh squeezed orange juice, you know it's like, you can get good store-bought orange juice. I'm not saying it's bad.
Sure.
I'm saying fresh squeezed orange juice, right? Like, especially if you put the oranges in your fridge first and let them cool down.
Dang,
so it's just totally
Suderman.
Cool in you. Right? Oh, it's so good. Right? And but that freshness, it's going to, you will notice it.
Uh-huh.
It's small and subtle, but it's real and it makes a difference. And so just go ahead and grate a little bit of nutmeg over the top. Or if you don't want to grate nutmeg, just a little bit of cinnamon, right? Even if you have a cinnamon stick, just put it in there. And what that's going to do is it's going to change your approach. When you bring that drink up to your face, mm-hmm. right? And put your nose in it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Part of the consumption of cocktails, it's not just drinking, it's smelling, right?
Yes.
And so this is...
I learned that recently.
Right, it's like, in a way, like, this is... It's sort of like garnish, but it's also like, well, if you've ever, you know, gone out on a date
Look
and put on some perfume, right?
Yeah.
The perfume is, you get that scent, right, before anything else happens.
Before you make contact.
That's right. Yeah. And so it makes a difference, right?
It's a sensory enhancement.
It's a sensory enhancement, that's exactly right. And cocktails are all about sensory pleasure. Mm-hmm. And Christmas is the holidays is a great time to enjoy that and to take time with something that might seem a little strange, might seem like it takes a little bit more work. But I promise you, you can make one of these in 5 minutes or less, and okay. once you learn how to do it, once you've done it once, the second one's going to take you 2 minutes.
Can you make eggnog in a Vitamix?
You can. You can make eggnog in pretty much any decent quality blender or mixer.
Will you walk me through eggnog?
Oh, it's complicated, but it's basically you're going to start with eggs and milk and sugar.
Okay.
And if you look up my eggnog recipes on cocktailswithsuderman.substack.com, mm-hmm. I show
and
you how to do this.
Everyone should subscribe to that because it is worth it. The drinks that I've made from his Substack are some of my very favorite of the year.
But even a big batch eggnog won't take you very long. You're going to start with about a half a dozen eggs or so,
okay.
and something like a cup of whole milk, maybe some heavy cream, and then some sugar. And you are going to whip them together for 2 to 4 minutes on medium until they're nice and integrated, but you haven't gotten sort of into a big meringue-y peaks, right? You want them to just be a fully integrated liquid.
Got to be careful with the Vitamix. Don't go on 10.
Right.
Yeah, because you can overdo it very quickly.
Then all you do is you add booze and mix it in a little bit further. And then this is an important step. You want to bottle it in a glass bottle
mm-hmm.
and leave it in the fridge for at least 24 hours. Don't Ooh. Drink your eggnog 5 minutes after you make it. You got to make it the day before, please.
Okay. Okay.
And in fact, the best time to make your eggnog is a week before or two
really?
Weeks before or 2 years before. There are actually people, these are the crazy folks, The crazy eggnog theorists are like, no, the very best eggnog has been in my fridge for 5 years.
Okay.
That's too much. But in fact, you can't.
I could do 2 weeks. I think that sounds great. I'm going to have a little bit of a holiday get together with some of my neighbors. And I made a lot of Baileys last year. Are you a fan of the homemade Baileys?
Yeah, of course I am.
Yeah, it's really good.
I love coffee chocolate, this sort of creamy stuff, right? And if you're going to put that in eggnog, you totally can. You want to make sure you do have some sort of kind of conventional spirit like rum or cognac or bourbon in there. And you might need to adjust the sugar down a little bit because homemade Baileys has some sweetness in there already.
It does.
So you're going to have to you might have to play with it just a little bit, maybe a little bit less of the conventional white sugar.
I'm going to do it. Suderman, cheers to you and your family. Happy holidays, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa, Happy Festivus. Everything that you, your beard, your family, your dog celebrate, I'm here for it.
Happy holidays, and may all of your cocktails be merry.
This one certainly is. This has been Kennedy Saves the World, the happy hour, along with Peter Suderman. I'm Kennedy.
Listen ad-free with a Fox News Podcast Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts, and Amazon Prime members can listen to this show ad-free on the Amazon Music app.
Oh, go ahead and leave me a review while you're there. I'd love to hear what you have to say.
You've been listening to Kennedy Saves the World on the Fox News Podcast Network.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, the Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.